And again, we've got to go back to the safety issue. 444 plants operating without a fatality, without injury. Only Chernobyl has cost lives, and that's a plant that would not have been built by any sane nation. It was an accident waiting to happen. I mean, everything went wrong. As best we know now, about something under 50 people died in the explosion and from the radiation. And as the years went by, 20 more people died of leukemia and related diseases, and the long-term health impacts never showed up. And I'll remain and predict that no one in Japan and Fukushima will die of radiation poisoning, even those in the plant, and there'll be no radiation health problems with the population of Japan. Few people are willing to say that. I guess they're afraid of their positions or their careers. I've been involved in nuclear power for over half a century, and I have enough data to allow me to say that the radiation emitting from Fukushima is not going to create a health problem, other than the stress that the media and the government has put on the poor people that know little about it and are fearful, and stress will create health problems for them.